Intelligence has resigned after accepting responsibility for the failures that allowed the devastating Hamas-led attack on Israel on October 7th. That's what the military said Monday. The major general who resigned was one of a number of senior Israeli commanders who said they had failed to foresee and prevent the deadliest attack in Israel's history. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports that fresh aid is good news for Ukraine's battlefield strategy.
Saturday's passage by the House of Representatives of a much-awaited $61 billion package for Ukraine puts the country a step closer to an infusion of new firepower that will be rushed to the front line to fight Moscow's latest attacks. But the clock is ticking. Russia's wishing to seize the momentum on the battlefield and force Kyiv's forces to cede tactically significant territory, one painful yard after another. In the meantime, Kyiv has no choice but to wait for replenishment. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Opening statements began today in what's been dubbed the hush money trial of former U.S. president and presumed Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump. The case involves a porn star and alleged fraud, which Trump denies. Speaking to reporters before entering the courtroom, Trump says this case and the others are a government bid to keep him off the campaign trail.
This is a witch hunt, and it's a shame, and it comes out of Washington. It's in coordination with Washington, everything, including the DA's office. It's in coordination with Washington.
U.S. President Joe Biden on Monday will celebrate Earth Day by announcing $7 billion in grants for residential solar projects that will power nearly a million low-income households. That's what the White House said. For more stories, check us out online. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak said on Monday the first flight carrying asylum seekers